You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
There is no off-season for volunteering. We're asking the best fans in the NFL to make a difference by volunteering 10 hours in your local community. Take the Cleveland Browns First and 10 pledge today. Visit clevelandbrowns.com to learn more. He is Nathan Zagura. I am Vic Carucci. You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Training camp, the first practice, only 2 days away here in Berea. And we know that folks have registered that one out. I don't call them sellouts because there's no sales involved here, but it is online registration at clevelandbrowns.com. And folks are going to be out there in droves. I think a number probably close to maybe 4,000 or more. We're gonna see a record number, I'm sure, on that first day, probably north of 4,000 fans. There's going to be a zip line. We're going to get into...
will not be over the field, we're told.
No, that's probably a good way to avoid any potential.
Why that
any
needed clarification, I don't know, but I think it's great.
The question is, given how limited the space is, I'm wondering if it's going where it's going and possibly over like my condo or something. I don't know.
It would be good to link it up.
Link it up. But anyway, we're going to talk, and we want to hear from you. 216-578-0850. 216-578-0850. Tweet us at Browns_daily and at Vic Carucci and at Nathan Zagura. And let me get to this right away because I'm seeing some tweets here that because I had the temerity to say that Roger Goodell, first of all, I'm going to disagree with my partner and my close friend here, that I think he cares. He's saying that he doesn't care about the situation regarding Ray Rice is not the same as saying that I condone what Ray Rice did. And please be smart when you tweet or offer an opinion. Don't go there. Don't be an idiot and say, yeah, Vic, you know, protecting women isn't important to you. Right. Yeah. A husband, a father of two daughters. I'm of course, that's not a big deal to me at all. No, are you kidding me? But, you know, please think. Please take your intelligence pills today before you espouse idiotic opinions like that.
I know you don't condone it.
Well, you're talking about your buddy from New York and you're – no, it's not buddy from New York. I'm talking about the – I want to know more. I want to know why such a soft discipline was taken here, that why such a soft response to something that commanded heavier handedness. But I don't – see it. I don't want to hear, well, it's, you know, if you're smoking pot, that shouldn't be put in the same realm. I'm not convinced that that's how he approached it. Like, we're going to just punish this the same way as we'd punish other things. But I want to know why it came down the way it did, and especially with speculation and concern that there might be more evidence that would lead to it being more severe.
Yeah.
In terms of punishment.
Listen, the NFL has spoken. They've done what they're going to do. There are going to be more punishments handed out for other things that it'll just be one of those things that maybe someday will be reconciled and someday won't. And, you know, it's something that it's not just Ray Rice. It's happened with other players in the NFL in circumstances where there's been, you know, evidence, et cetera. It's just kind of that's the way that things go in the National Football League right now, and hopefully it'll change. I, for one, don't like it. I know you don't like it either.
I hate it. I hate the way that came down, but I'd like to see more of, because this reaction certainly isn't this reaction certainly to this isn't going to be good for the league or for him or anyone else
right now.
As they should. But I want to hear the response, and maybe I'll get a chance. The commissioner will be in Canton, so maybe that'll be an opportunity. I hope maybe before then he speaks more publicly about it and addresses that hard question, because you and I aren't the only two here raising a question about that.
No, and Ozzie Newsom said today, quote, that night was not a typical of the Ray Rice we know and respect. And I can say this. I had an opportunity to meet Ray Rice a couple years ago in Las Vegas. It seemed like a very nice guy, but, you know, I know they say, you know, as John Harbaugh says, he's a heck of a nice guy who made a mistake. It's a serious mistake in my mind to make. Yeah, that is like
– I can't look at him
the same.
And
I can't, and,
I've
and
dealt
I never
with him
will.
Before I joined the Browns, no. You know, worked for NFL.com and did a lot of national coverage of the whole league, spent time around the Ravens, talked with Ray. I remember, I want to say, at a Pro Bowl and whatever, did some pieces on him there. That's a line that you've crossed, in my opinion, you never come back from. No question about it.
Never come back from it. All right, we want to ask you some – let's talk about – we got Kevin Jones coming on in a few minutes, but a couple Browns questions for you. And this is an interesting one in light of the Josh Gordon situation, and one we'd like to hear from you on at 216-578-0850, our final Ohio Business Machines hot topic of the day. Headed into camp – Who are the top three players on the Cleveland Browns in your mind? Who are your top three Cleveland Browns headed into camp?
Yeah, top three players on this team in terms of their talent or whatever, their all factors considered. Heading into camp, it's got to be Josh Gordon because he's still on this roster.
Fine.
It's got to be Joe Hayden.
Okay.
And I'm going to say Jordan Cameron. Those would be the top three most in my book, the most talented.
Over Joe Thomas?
Yes.
I'm
putting Joe actually fourth.
All right. So,
but you said three.
I'll go Josh Gordon one, Joe Hayden two, Joe Thomas three. I would actually go Alex Mack four, Carlos Dansby five. And then I think Jordan Cameron, Dante Whitner would be there in the next at the next group for me.
Okay.
That's how I would look at it. What do you guys think? 216-578-0850 is the number. Again, staff writer from ClevelandBrowns.com, Kevin Jones, will be by to talk with us. He talked about Mike Pettine. He's got written a bunch of articles the last few days getting you ready for camp, so be sure to head on over to ClevelandBrowns.com. Check those out. Also, you can check out the position preview videos that Vic and I have put together on each position group for this team heading into camp. And not only that, you can get a teaser trailer peek at my interview with Mike Pettine, which will air tonight on the WKYC Browns Training Camp special tonight, 7 p.m. Eastern on WKYC. And actually, you'll get a bigger piece of that interview on KYC. But the good news is I've been told that that interview will air unedited in its entirety on ClevelandBrowns.com following the show tonight. So certainly you want to check that stuff out with our head coach before he enters his first training camp as the head coach of the Cleveland Browns.
Stuff.
Kevin Jones will be with us when we return right here on ESPN 850 WKNR.